The funeral mass is taking place this lunchtime of Tipperary hurler Dylan Quirk, who died after he collapsed during a county championship match last Friday. A large crowd of mourners is attending the mass at St John the Baptist Church at Connolly in County Tipperary. For more, we can talk now to our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey. Marty, obviously this was a death that came as a great shock to the community, not just in Connolly, but across Tipperary and more widely as well, and people today anxious to show their respects to Dylan Quirk and his family.
Very much so, Brian, and indeed last night as well, where thousands of people visited the Quirk home just outside Connolly. I think they finally, if they did get some sleep, it was well into the early hours of about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And today, the family and close friends brought Dylan from his home through the streets around this beautiful part of County Tipperary, around Clonalty, Rossmore, in glorious sunshine of 23, 24 degrees heat. And everywhere along these country roads, with blue skies and heat beaming down them, people lined the streets and came out of their homes and waved green and gold Clonalty, Rossmore flags, or blue and gold of Tipperary. Very emotional, very poignant, as the hearse under Garda escort first of all came down to Clonalty, Rossmore GA, where the Tipperary under 21 team that he won in All-Ireland in 2018 formed a guard of honour with the present Tipperary team. His own club members, Clonalty, Rossmore, that played hurling with him all through the underage and senior, indeed were playing with him last Friday, and Kilruan McDonough, that North Tipperary team that were playing against them on Friday night, are also represented here in a guard of honour. Dignitaries here include the aide-de-camp for the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, Commandant Deirdre Newell, and the aide-de-camp for Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, Claire Mortimer, is here. The President of the GAA, Larry McCarthy, was part of that Guard of Honour, as well as Kieran Leddy, who is the Chief Executive of the Munster Council, as well as Tipperary County Board officials. And hurling stars from across the nation, not just Tipperary. Limerick hurlers were here last night, and great sadness. And as that cortege moved its way down through those country roads into the village, thousands in silence stood to honour Dylan Quirk, a 24-year-old who simply loved hurling. And at the mass that started quite late, his friends Ronan brought up the symbols that were so important to Dylan Quirk, like his hurley. His famous red helmet was brought up by Owen. Connor brought up the Tipperary jersey. Tommy, his friend, brought up the concert tickets and his lucky pants. Not too sure what that meant, but there was a big laughter in the church when that happened. And Paul, they've not only are they farmers here, Brian, in this part of the world, but they're also have a deli business, and all through the summer Dylan wore an apron which said "I'm the boss," which was a bit of crack by all means. And Edward brought a picture of his housemates. Father Thomas O'Hearn here spoke emotionally about Clonalty Rossmore being frozen in time since last Friday night, and people are really shocked, difficult to believe that they've lost one of their heroes, one of their legends. The vigil on Saturday night was also mobbed around the house, huge crowds, and Father Hearn spoke about the people in this parish sharing their pain, sharing their loss, and sharing their time, and coming to terms with what is a huge, huge loss, but particularly to his mom and his dad, to Dan and Hazel, his sisters Kelly and Shannon, who was in the States when the news was sent to her. So the mass is continuing on at the moment, Brian, and the crowds are still, as the singing goes on in the St. John the Baptist Church, the crowds outside, it's really hot, mm-hmm. are there waiting to pay their last respects to Dylan Quirk.
Marty Morrissey in Clonalty, thank you for that.